Shalom, shalom. Today, I want to tell you a gadol story that's really close to my heart. In fact, I remember hearing it a long time ago, and only recently did I reread it. It really, really inspired me, and I hope it'll inspire you. It's a story which Rav Aryeh Levin, the tzaddik, told about what inspired him to be a moser nefesh type of Jew. Of course, Rav Aryeh was known to give not just soul, but body. The Jewish people, he would visit the Jews in the prisons and visit the lepers in the hospitals. He loved Am Yisrael like his Rebbe Rav Kook, and he was willing to sacrifice almost anything. And what was his inspiration? So Rav Aryeh retold a story about two brothers, students of the Vilna Gaon, and in those days, the devout, pious people were known, everyone would pick one mitzvah, which was their mitzvah, which they were fully committed to. So these two brothers, Rav Reuven and Rav Yitzchak, each had a mitzvah, and Rav Reuven's mitzvah was tzitzis. He decided he would always wear tzitzis, and not only that, he would never walk four amos, 6 feet approximately, without a pair of tzitzis. Now, to be clear, this is not the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. One doesn't have to do this. But this is his way of showing Hashem his love. And this is something that he intuitively felt was what his avoda was in life. So the story goes that one year he didn't really make too much money, but he took the rubles and he took a wagon to visit his family back in Lithuania, the simple Jew. And they're riding together when Reuven goes to pray. And when he prayed mincha, his tzitzis got stuck. So he didn't know what to do with himself, because he had made a commitment that he would not walk 6 feet without tzitzis. And when he was pulling around the tzitzis broke. So what was he to do? So the simple Jew comes up to him and says, "New, the time to come, we gotta go." He says, "I can't, I don't have tzitzis." He says, "What do you mean tzitzis? We gotta get out of here, it's dangerous." He says, "I can't." In the end, the simple Jew, who was quite annoyed, said, "Fine, I'll go back to town and buy you a pair of tzitzis, but it's going to cost you an arm and leg." And without even a thought of hesitation, this Rev Reuven agreed. He ended up giving away all of the money that he had made for that Pesach to this Jew, who ripped him off. In any case, it was a tough Pesach for this rabbi. He really didn't have much, but he got through it. Time passed. When word got out that his saintly brother Rav Yitzchak was deathly ill, and all of Lithuania was worried about this great rabbi, and his brother came into the room, and some neighbors witnessed what happened. The true story. He started evoking and crying to the heavens, and he said, "Hashem, you know that there's one mitzvah which I was willing to give everything for. That's the mitzvah of tzitzis. I want to give my reward for this mitzvah of tzitzis up to this Jew, for my brother." And indeed, his brother ended up miraculously surviving, and not only that, but living 15 more years. Probably, what do we know, but it seems, in the zchut of this tremendous mitzvah. So what are we supposed to take from this story? For me, my takeaway is that each one of us has a mitzvah that we know deep inside Hashem really cares about us doing. We need to look deep inside of ourselves and not be afraid to be crazy sometimes and be committed. And in the zchut of that, Hashem really cares. It makes a difference. And if we're more moser nefesh types of yidden, especially for Am Yisrael, for the world, for giving, the world would be a better place. I hope you enjoyed this gadol story of the week from the book A Tzaddik in Our Time, recounting the gadol stories of Rav Aryeh Levin from Simcha Raz. Have a great day and a great Shabbos.